Balrogath. They are from Calgary in Alberta, Canada. And we listen to the song Of the Abyss, which is part of their brand new kind of EP, singles EP, called We Bring Calamity, which is another of their brand new singles. We're gonna play a song from our guests tonight, Black Pestilence. We're gonna listen to A Life of Evil, which is part of their brand new album Chaotic Wisdom. And then after that, hoping that technology cooperates, we will be chatting with Balax. So yeah, let's go and listen to Black Pestilence here at the Metal Meltdown.
This is Valix from Black Pestilence, and you're listening to the Metal Meltdown on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I'm your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the brand new app, CJSF app for iOS and Android. And that you can find also all the past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. All right, we just listened to Black Pestilence, our guests tonight. They are from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And we just listened to the song A Life of Evil, which is part of their brand new album, Chaotic Wisdom. All right, so we are here with Valax from Black Pestilence. How are you, Valax?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you very much for being with us tonight at the Metal Meltdown. We really, really appreciate it.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks. So, how is the weather over there? Where are you now?
In Calgary, it's not too bad. It was actually kind of nice today.
Good. That's good news. Awesome. So for the for the people that are not too familiar with, I guess, Black Pestilence, or for those of us that would like to hear your story, like, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how long has the band been together? You know, if there has been many or none changes in membership, you know, how many albums do you have out, EPs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, for sure. So I started Black Pestilence back in 2008, and there's been a number of different lineup changes throughout. Back when I did start it, it was a one-man project, and about 2 years in, I decided to take it to the live stage and got live members. And the current guys who are in the band right now, Daniel Toews and Davey Hellfire, they've been in the band for the past 5 years, and they've been on the last two albums, and we have seven albums out at the moment.
That's pretty good. Wow, you've been pretty productive. It's almost like one per year kind of thing, almost.
Yeah, well, the first two albums, I hadn't been performing live yet. So, I mean, I guess that's why, you know, you don't have to play it live.
You have more times in your hands.
That's right.
Oh, that's cool. And so when was the last one released? And what's its title?
So it's Chaotic Wisdom, and that was released on September 8th of this year. So I think we're coming up to, well, exactly 2 months today.
There you go. Well, not really, because remember that today is November 13th, not November 8th.
That's right. That, you know, I'm living in the future, in the past right now. That's right.
Oh, you know, I always say the past was the best. So, you know, we're always going back, you know, vintage clothing and, you know, classic metal, classic rock. So
that's it's okay. Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay. And so how's the, so have you been touring already for that, or will be?
Yeah, we actually just finished a tour back in September. We, after the album dropped, but a week later, we did a small Western Canadian tour, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. And it was about eight shows, and we went with friends from Citizen Rage, and it ended up being a really, really good tour.
That's great. Yeah, it's always when I've been in a couple of, or I guess I've chatted with a couple of bands that they go on tour with another band, and then they they combine, you know, their names to name the tour, and sometimes the names are, you know, really ingenious and super duper funny. So I don't know if you guys did that too, you know, like Black Rage, or I don't know, like Citizen Pestilence.
not quite, but we actually did combine both of our latest albums. So us having our latest album Chaotic Wisdom, and their latest album was Harsh Reality, so we called it the Chaotic Reality Tour.
Well, there you go. That's a perfect mm-hmm. title too, you know, for the for the follow-up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And so that was pretty good. You had a lot of road trips, memories to keep adding to the existing ones.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it was definitely one of the, probably the best tour that we've done to date.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I guess weather cooperated, I'm assuming, I'm hoping.
Yeah, no, it was excellent. Nothing went wrong on this tour, which is awesome.
I thought you were going to say, which is odd, because it always has something has to happen.
That's right. I mean, we've had our fair share, but thankfully this time everything went smooth.
That's pretty good. And so in terms of like compositions or composing, is there somebody in charge of lyrics versus somebody not in charge, but I mean that mainly cooperates with lyrics versus riffs, or I don't know, how does it work with Black Pestilence?
So I write everything, and pretty much I just send it off to the guys and they put their own twist on it, and that's just how it is. I do all the songwriting, all the lyrics, and they kind of just come in and put their spin on it, and that's essentially it.
No, that's good. I always ask because you know, there's times where a lot of people are involved, even on equal percentages, and some others where, you know, like in your case, is mainly one person, but you know, the other bandmates like are fine with that, and you know, they are the little, or they are some feedback, but you know, as long as everybody's in harmony and you know, living the dream, then you know, it's all good.
Absolutely. And I think that's what has allowed this band to continue to be so productive is basically, yeah, you just have one guy driving the bus, and then you have the you know, the best people to help support that vision. And I think that's probably the most productive way. And you know, these guys knew what they were getting into, and same with the previous members. They kind of knew that I had a vision and a theme and a gimmick for it. And you know, if they support that vision, you know, they jump on the bus, and if they don't want to, then they jump off. And I think that's the best analogy that I can kind of describe it as.
Yes. Yeah, it is a good one. Let me tell you, yes. I haven't heard the bus analogy before, I think, and I have to do my, you know, first share of interviews. Not that I'm bragging, but, you know, thousands. No, just kidding. Does about the album, does it have like a theme altogether, or is more like individual pieces, separate pieces?
For Chaotic Wisdom, it was essentially just, it was written over the course of around 3 years or so, 2 or 3 years. So obviously, you know, that was coming out of the pandemic and all that type of stuff. So there were some songs that talked about, you know, obviously there's social division between many groups of people. And obviously there's always the satanic spin on it as well, that has always been a constant throughout all Black Pestilence lyrics. Is in regards to the songwriting, it's essentially the same sort of satanic D beat that it's always been. And you know, I'm happy continuing to write that kind of music and add a little bit more electronics to it than the previous albums.
Oh, I see. Yes. I mean, I don't know if that's a thing now, the electronics piece. I was talking to, I can't remember the name of the band, a couple of shows ago. And yeah, they also mentioned a little bit of the same, that this one, they had a little bit of electronics in it. And I said it sounded like, you know, pretty good, because it was not like, you know, it's not electronic music with, you know, metal. It's like metal with a little bit of electronic, and it sounds good, like it's a, you know, in the background, but you can hear it, but it's not too invasive. So I mean, I thought it was good, but
yeah. And that's kind of always been my vision with Black Pestilence, that it's almost like the electronic samples are just, it's just the icing on the cake, you know. It's not at the forefront of it, but at the same time, it's just that little extra that allows the music to be set itself apart from, you know, all these other bands that sound very similar.
Yes, correct. Yeah, your own little signature there as a band, I guess, if you wish. Well, as a composer, that's cool. So how did you or did somebody come up with the name Black Pestilence?
Pretty much, I don't remember. I thought of it one day and I thought, well, that sounds cool. So the first thing I did is, you know, make sure no one had taken it.
Of course.
And no one had taken it. So I went ahead with it. And that was really it. There's no real big backstory. It was just, hey, that sounds cool. And yeah, let's make sure no one has it.
No, I hear you. I was laughing because it's so funny. Like this, you are like the seventh people band that, you know, that's the first thing they say when they, I mean, there's some funny stories, whatever. But after that, always the second or first thing is, okay, let's check if it's not taken. Wow.
Yeah.
that's 2000, I guess, the internet and everything. Like it's just, anyway. Yeah, that's good. Well, I thought you might have, you know, like, I don't know, because something a little more related to the actual, you know, disease or whatever. I mean, that's why I was asking. But it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic that that we wear the masks as a visual thing. Honestly, at the time when I started doing that, I didn't even correlate the name of the band and the masks. It was just, you know, something I always wanted to do, and you know, it just kind of worked out. So I guess maybe now I should rethink a story to why I did that, and we'll go back in time, you know.
Yes, you know, you can go as deep philosophically, you know, as you want, you know, like you can compare, you know, the million of deaths with the Black Pestilence, which, you know, now, I don't know, the millions of, you know, dead brains because of, you know, our addiction to social media and the phones and I don't know, you know.
That's right. That's good. I'm going to take that.
Please. My gift. El Doctor Misterio gives you this as a gift to Black Pestilence just for being on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And of course, and then you add the satanic thingy to it. And I mean, it's just marvelous. Yeah. Bestseller.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. My gift. When you were saying about the satanic like lyrics, so have you gotten, I mean, I don't know, I'm sure you have, but I mean, have you gotten any kind of, you know, backslash, I don't know, some kind of, yeah, negative, I don't know, people that believe that you are actually, you know, like worshiping and you have a, you know, you invoke the demons every Saturday and...
So, I guess, first of all, it's the Levian Satanism, it's the philosophy of glorifying the carnal lifestyle, and it has absolutely nothing to do with any sort of devil worship or any sort of theistic god. So that's always been the theme, and I've always stuck by that. I've never really gotten backlash for it. I've gotten a lot of questions, and when I do talk about that, either they know exactly what I'm talking about and they're familiar with, you know, Levian Satanism, or mm-hmm. it goes completely over their head and they, you know, and I realize that, you know, they're still stumped at the word Satan. And I usually just try to end the conversation at that point and get out.
At that point, I draw the pentagram on the floor and I, you know, burst into flames into another dimension.
Yeah, pretty much. At that point, I might as well just say, yeah, I summon Satan every Saturday night and, you know, we have a grand old time.
Oh, you know, that's interesting. I haven't heard, to be honest, I haven't heard the term, the proper term. I think I understand what you mean by, you know, enjoying the carnal, the flesh, like the carnal, whatever mm-hmm. the proper word you used. And, you know, you remind me about like the lyrics for, you know, Carmina Burana. You know, that it was, you know, the monks in the 16th or whatever century, and you know, it was mm-hmm. forbidden by the church for ages because they were pretty much saying that, you know, like let's drink, let's, you know, have sex, let's enjoy life, like let's be happy, like, you know. But you know, how can a monk write and sing about those, you know, carnal, you know, endeavors, you know, again back mm-hmm. in the 14th, 15th century, whatever it was. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, you're reminding me of that. So that's cool. So I'm going to call you like Valax Orf from now on.
Awesome.
All right. Okay. So where can people find your music, your thoughts, your upcoming events, etc., etc., etc.?
So we're online. You can find us on Bandcamp, blackpestilence.bandcamp. You can find all of our music on there. We have tons of merch on there, t-shirts, CDs, tapes, vinyl, you name it. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, so you can keep up with us there. Also follow us on Bands in Town, so you'll see if we're coming to your city.
Oh, that's pretty good, the Bands in Town. I don't think I have heard about that one, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you a lot. Thank you for being here with us tonight. I don't know if you want to add anything or remind people about something before we part.
All I can say is if you haven't checked out Chaotic Wisdom, be sure to check it out. It's online on all streaming platforms, or, you know, give it a buy on Bandcamp. That would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. Even better. Own a copy. And then it's always yours, always. And you can take it with you everywhere, even when there's where there's no Wi-Fi.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, Valax. I appreciate it. It was great chatting with you. And yeah, hopefully we'll meet once you come on another Western tour over here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks again to Valax from Black Pestilence for chatting with us. And yeah, let's continue with more beautiful metal music from Black Pestilence, and yeah, many more bands to come. Let's go there here at the Metal Meltdown.